Whether out of worship that now to be the rest of the year. I have one attitude about that. When all the things we need to stop our attitude, they become our way. Do we know? Listen. They are good as long as they are not coming up. All these recordings, they are allowed as long as they are not disturbing. When they become a reason to make more attempts to use them become properly, using both of them on yourself. Because you can do the class well. When a person is in the market, making a man with each other, they increase the person's voice so that those that are away will hear his voice. But the mean is that you can make more enough from Allah. Any person making the Adhan should make the Adhan according to the voice Allah has given him. So if he's going to use these devices, they must not take away any sunnah of Adhan from him. Such as putting his hand, his finger into his ear. Such as turning in the right and in the left side in Tahiyya al-Sayyid. These things should not take those sunnahs away from him. Such as calling the Adhan outside the Masjid. These things should not take the sunnah of Adhan from us. When they do, then they become an innovation. So, all the time we need to set up all these things is before we start doing Alhamdulillah. After that time, let's not touch these things again. Because they will become takalluf on us, and they will become a burden to us. All these things should be on the ground before the class starts. Otherwise, they will be burden to us. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu salam, as we read in one of the ahadith, when we make halakat in Aliyya, we sit very close to ourselves so that we hear ourselves. And I'm trying to say that these things, we must not make them become burdens, problems to us. We should have the time, come early and arrange them so that we can make them. What more you want? But it should not disturb the basic minister. So that is kind of ruling in the Sharia that is applicable to these devices. When they become a nizam, then we put them aside. When they make us drop something that is sunnah, we use them. Because that we act upon the sunnah is more important than we try to gain more reward and then we contradict the sunnah. Al-Iqtisadu ala sunnati khayrun min al-ijtihadu fil bid'ah. That you remain constricted upon the sunnah is better than trying to make more effort and you fall into innovation. Let's leave these things in their limits in their place. May Allah forgive all of us. We said, just trying to bring us back, bring our minds back to the classic problem. That we have 2 points mentioned already from things that nullify individual Islam. There are things that nullify the individual Islam, the Islam of a Muslim. One of that is what the author mentioned, a shirk. And shirk is joining partners with Allah. When you see direct worship rather than Allah. And the second point he mentioned, he says, وَمَنْ جَعَلَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَسَائِلٍ. Likewise, the individual who put between himself and Allah intermediary, يَدْعُوهُمْ وَيَسْأَلُهُمُ الشَّفَاعَةَ. He is supplicating to them and asking them to help him to succeed with Allah. So, he said, وَيَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَيْهِ. And then he relies on them. Kafara ijma'a. Such a person becomes a disbeliever by consensus. The third point. He said, الثالث. من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله said, the third thing that nullifies the individual of a Muslim, meaning that to account a Muslim to a non-Muslim, a man lam yukafir al-mushrikeen. Yes, he said, man, whoever. But we should not forget that he is talking about Muslims. So if a non-Muslim does not declare non-Muslim as non-Muslim, it's not what we are talking about. We are talking about Muslims who do not declare non-Muslim. Although you use the word man, which could mean everybody, whoever, the intention here is the Muslim, because he is talking about nawaqid al-Islam, what nullifies the Islam of a Muslim. So man here is any Muslim, lam yukaffir al-mushrikeen, who does not consider the Holy Day, the idolaters, as kuffar. Man lam yukaffir al-mushrikeen, a Muslim who does not consider mushrikeen as kuffar, as non-Muslim, as disbelievers, how shakka fi kufrihim, or is in doubt whether they are kafir. A Muslim is that this mushrikeen, hadi kuffar, how sahaha madhhabah, or he considers what they are doing correct. Kafara. Such a person has gone out of Islam. من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. Whoever, any Muslim, لم يكفر المشركين, who does not consider the idolaters of the Holy Place as disbelievers. Mushrikun here are of different forms. The first group of the Mushrikun are those who don't believe in Allah at all. They have idols they have set up for themselves that they worship. They worship them, don't forget, worship in the different forms. Whether worship that is connected to the heart, or worship that is connected to the tongue, or worship that is connected to the limb. An example of worshiping idols connected to the limb is bowing down to idols. Some of them hold idols and hold them to themselves out of love and reverence, by way of seeking nearness to them. That is itself ibadah. So there are mushrikun like that. Their a all and end all of their idols are the images they have made for themselves. Or maybe those who worship the sun, or those who worship the river, or those who worship a mountain. They don't believe in Allah at all. They believe that those things make them, take care of them, provide for them, and so they are deserving of worship. These are usually referred to as wasanimu, or abadatul asna, worshippers of idols. These are mushrikun, because they direct worship rather than Allah. Another group of mushrikun are those who believe there is Allah. Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah created them. But we cannot worship Allah except that we take those idols as intermediaries between you and Allah, which was the last point we discussed. Those ones are also mushrikeen. We mentioned about this, the evidences in the last verse. Those who take intermediaries. Because what they should direct to Allah, they direct them to those intermediaries. It means, when a person says, I believe in Allah, is it not enough? It's not enough. Your belief that I believe there is Allah is not enough. Believing there is Allah is just one aspect of rububiyyah, the beginning of rububiyyah. The beginning of agreeing that Allah is Rabb is that you agree that Allah exists. The fourth point about the rububiyyah of Allah, accepting the lordship of Allah, is that there is Allah. When the person says he believes that there is Allah, but when he gives worship, he's giving worship to another thing apart from Allah. You see, it's a bit different from the concept. But the same fact remains that instead of directing worship to Allah, that individual is directing worship to another thing apart from Allah. This was the way of the shirk of the people of Makkah when the Prophet came, alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Al-Izza, Al-Mana, Al-Awd. They believe that they are intermediary between them and Allah. We mentioned them in the last one. Allah said, they say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We are not worshipping these things except that we want them to bring us near to Allah. Although, when they are in serious difficulty, they call Allah Sheikh. When they are in difficulty, such as when they are in the river, in the sea, and the waves come up on them, Allah says, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالْغُلَلِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They make their deen sincere for Allah. مُشْرِكُوا. When they are in serious trouble, they call Allah straight. That's why Allah said, when they now say that, when they are not in trouble, they have intermediaries, Allah said they are liars. They know that they can call Allah straight. Inna Allah la ya'di man huwa kadibun kaffa. Allah says, I will not guide you because you know you are lying. Kaffa. Your kufr, your disbelief is so intense. So, the second group of mushrikun are those who direct worship to any other than Allah, even though they believe there is Allah. Another group of mushrikun are those who don't believe there is Allah at all, and they don't do worship to anything. These are the people we call atheists today. No God. But the ulama say they have a God. They have a deity. That deity is their own desire. If the person tells you that there is no God, if you ask him, so what do you worship? I don't worship anything. So what is God? Whatever he considers to be God, whatever he considers bad, he controls himself. If he's the one, his brain tells him what to do or what not to do. His desire tells him, I like to do this, I don't like to do that. So Allah told us in the Quran that أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. He must be the one who has made his own Lord to be his desire. So if you ask, what do atheists worship? You say, atheists worship themselves. Atheists. Those who believe there is no God, they worship themselves. They are the gods of themselves. So they are also mushrikun. Because the worship they should direct to Allah. Allah says, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. The power to legislate belongs to Allah. They now give that power to legislate to themselves. That is shirk. so they control themselves, they determine what they do, they do what is pleasing to them. They are mushrikun. If they ask me, what are we worshipping? Tell them, we are worshipping yourself. Others are mushrikun. They worship themselves. Another group of mushrikun, the Jews of the Christians. The Jews are mushrikun. The Christians are also mushrikun. The Jews are mushrikun because they worship other than Allah. Likewise, the Christians are mushrikun because they direct worship to other than Allah. Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَتُ الْيَهُودِ عُزَيْرُ بْنُ اللَّهِ. The Yahud, they say, Uzair is the son of Allah. That is, وَقَالَتُ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. وَقَالَتُ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ. The Christians say that الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. Allah says, ذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. What they say is just, they are just saying it with their mouth. Ulama say, whenever Allah employs this expression, he is saying that those things those people say are lies. They are things that cannot be proven. Uzair ibn Allah. Uzair. Some ulama say he was a Nabi. Some say no, he was just a proud person amongst Bani Israel. But some of the scholars, like Al-Imam Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, consider it more preponderant to say that Uzair was a Nabi. He came after, long after Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Something was after Dawud and Suleiman. That was when Uzair came. And we knew part of the punishment of Allah for Bani Israel because of their various letters against Allah's injunction was that he set the kings of the world to be punishing them. Bani Israel, they were punished variously by various kings in the world at the time. So they are punished, they are being punished here and there, led them to lose Torah. They lost their Torah. So the ulama say, when they now came back, they say, okay, now we want to worship Allah again. Nobody knew where to get their Torah from. That it was Uzair who had memorized Torah, who wrote down Torah, and wrote Torah. So they said, for you to have memorized Allah, you must be the son of Allah. Because the Yahud, they don't know what.
Similar to the statement that
Allah says, يَعْلَمُونَ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ. They are copying of mushrikun, meaning in their shirk. Allah says, قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. They hate in you. Who and who? The Jews and the Christians. For doing what? For the Jews, for saying that Hosea is the son of Allah. And for the Christians, for saying that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. Allah says, قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. May Allah ruin them. And now you talk for what they fabricate. The reason why they did that was بِتَخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُبَّانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. The next part. The reason why they did that was they took their أَحْبَارَ شِكْرَ their scholar وَرُبَّانَ and those who worship Allah alone apart from Allah. And as it is asserted in the hadith of Habib al-Hakim, they were taking laws from their scholars and worshippers to disobey Allah and His Messenger. When Allah commands a thing and their teachers command opposite, they follow their teachers. Allah says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. Allah says, والمسيح ابن مريم. They also take or they also consider Isa alayhi salam as the Lord beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا. They have not been commanded to do anything except to worship who? One God. They have not been commanded to worship a God that has children. Allah alone. They have not been commanded, both the Jews and the Christians, they are not commanded to do other than worship one Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, La ilaha illa huwa. Subhanahu amma yushrikun. You see the shirk now. Allah says, La ilaha illa huwa. That one Allah that they have been commanded to worship. There is no one that deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Subhanahu. Allah is far away. He's free. Amma yushrikun. From those things they ascribe to Him. That means the Christians saying that Al-Masih ibn Allah is what? Shirk. This is the point of reference. But they even left that. They stopped saying Ibn Allah. In my day, he said to us, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Shirk. Those who say Allah is Al-Masih ibn Maryam, لَقَدْ certainly they have disbelieved. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Those who say Al-Masih ibn Maryam, Isa alayhi salam is Allah, they have disbelieved. He said again, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ. They have certainly believed, disbelieved. Those who say Allah is one of a trio, that is one of the group of three, tripartite, a group of three. There is a group of three, one, two, three, and one of them is Allah. And they are in a group together. You know what they say, Abi? God the Father, God the Son. Allah is in this circle. Whoever says that has disbelieved. So the Christians, those who say Isa alayhi salam is Allah, they are mushrikun. There is no difference, basically, between an individual, essentially, between an individual who worships Shango, believing that there is Allah, but he cannot get to Allah except through Shango, and the one who worships Allah, saying that he cannot worship Allah except by worshipping Isa alayhi salam. Mushrikun or mushrikun. Unfortunately, these people have received guidance that they must worship Allah alone. Allah says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا. These people people. When Isa alayhi salam came, he only told them to worship Allah alone. When Musa alayhi salam came, he only warned the people to worship Isa, to worship Allah alone. And now they now say Isa alayhi salam is Allah. So another group of mushrikun are who? The Jews and the Christians. So there are different groups of mushrikun. All these groups of mushrikun. Man lam yukaffiri mushrikun. Whoever amongst the Muslims that does not agree that these people are disbelievers. You see now? Whether a Christian, whether a Jew, whether an atheist, whether a polytheist, whether whatever, if that person is not a Muslim, if a Muslim, the Sheikh said, "Man lam yukaffir al-mushrikeen," whoever does not consider all these people are kuffar, or shakka fi kufrin, or is in doubt, you think he says that? Fast like that sometimes, and I make bold to say this, sometimes those who do comparative shall some push them sometimes to this kind of bonding. So they should be careful. The Jews and the Christians are kuffar, they are mushrikun. The Jews, don't say you want to try to make sense. We'll come back to a matter that's a problem in our generation now. Each of us have to be very careful about it, especially those people in so-called comparison. The Sheikh said, "Man lam yukaffir al-mushrikeen," whoever abstains from declaring the mushrikeen as kuffar, and we have described different groups of mushrikeen, I'll check that in kuffrin. Oh, it's in doubt. Are they really kuffar? It's doubt. It's not certain that they are kuffar. أو صححها مذهبهم. This one is war. The other one did not declare them. He just keep quiet. The other one is in doubt. This third one is making bold to say that they are Muslims. They are good people. Their religion is good. Any Muslim who says it is correct to be a Christian. Any Muslim who says that it is correct to have Isa alayhi salam as they have. He has modified his Islam. So three groups of people. Those who will withhold, who will not want to say Christian, say, and that's the case, you know, they are kuffar. Christians are non-Muslims. They are disbelievers. The Jews are disbelievers. Likewise, all the other groups of people, they are not Muslims. Don't treat them, we'll come back to that. So we have three groups of people. Those who will say, yes, what they do that, and Christians, me, I don't see what is wrong. It is because you are a Muslim. So that is why you are thinking that, you know, Christians are not good. You know, the Christians today laugh. Don't even say that Islam is the only true religion in the sight of Muslims. It's wrong. Islam is the only correct religion. Don't attach anything to it. Do you understand? Don't say Islam is the best religion in the sight of Muslims. It means in the sight of non-Muslims. What is the best religion? Allah says, "Inna dina inda Allahi al-Islam." The only religion with Allah is Islam. Why? Because it is the only religion that condemns all forms of joining partners with Allah. Do we understand? Christianity does not condemn it. They already joined partners with Allah. They say Isa alayhi salam is Allah. They say Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. They say the mother of Isa alayhi salam is the mother of Allah. They say Holy Mary, mother of who? You don't know what they say? Holy Mary, mother something. Allah said in the Quran that on the day of Qiyamah, wa ifana Allahu ya Isa al-Maryam. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call Isa alayhi salam. You son of Maryam. A'anta qulta linnas, look at Allah. A'anta, are you the one? Qulta linnas istakhizuni wa ummiya ilahayn min dunillah. Are you the one who are telling the people? You are the one telling the people to take you and your mother as God. Ilahayn. Shirk. So when a Muslim begins to think that he is sensible, he wants to rationalize. If a Muslim says, so what the Christians are doing, this is their religion is good, kafir. Kafir. When a Muslim says, I can't say whether they are non-Muslim, so kafir. Likewise, when he says, let me just keep quiet, who is he? Kafir. You know why? When Allah says, Inna al-deena inda Allah al-Islam, He is saying, Inna al-deena inda Allah, Inna al-adiyana inda Allah al-Islam. Allah says, I only have one religion, that's Islam. You are saying Allah has other religion. You are not affirming what Allah affirms. You are contradicting Allah. Kufr al-juhud. Al-Takdeen. You are saying, but there is a small difference amongst the two. So, when a person does that, he says, this is the basis of the Quran. Allah says, you are saying, I don't know, you are in doubt. Allah says, they have this belief. You Muslim have a God? On the day of Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salam will say, ma yakunu li an akula ma laysa li bihaq. It is not for me to say what I do not have a right to say. He's declaring himself, and the Muslim will say, I don't know whether or not Christians are non-Muslims. They are disbelievers. Likewise, the Jews. Allah did not send Isa alayhi salam to tell the Christians to worship him. Allah did not send Musa alayhi salam to tell Bani Israel to worship any other than him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ. We have sent to every community of people. أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. That they should worship Allah alone. وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. And they must avoid every other thing to worship apart from Allah. This is why the only religion with Allah is what? Islam. Because it is the only religion that guarantees, that affirms worship for Allah alone. So let your Christian friend realize that he is a person. The only way he can be a monotheist is by being a Muslim. Because Allah wants, He says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever chooses, whoever seeks, whoever searches for any other deen, any other way of life apart from Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will never be accepted from him. Why? Because it is only Islam that affirms and guarantee the oneness of who? Of Allah. So any other thing is not accepted before Allah. Therefore, any Muslim who now says, me, I doubt you, or me, I cannot say you're Christian, the Christians are kafir, so, or, don't let me come into that. He doesn't want to say the non-Muslims are kafir. He does not want to say, La ilaha illallah. Look at La ilaha illallah. It has two major aspects. An-nafyu, what is that? It makes a nafyu reputation, La ilaha. All those things people worship don't have a right to be worshipped. This is the meaning of La ilaha. All those adiha that people worship, all those gods, those rivers, those mountains, the sun, the moon, Isaris, Uzay, everything people worship on the earth don't have the right to be worshipped except Allah. So anyone who says Allah has a right to be worshipped, but is not affirming that those other things don't have the right to be worshipped, is still a Muslim. Please confirm it. If a person is saying, yes, I know that Allah has the right to be worshipped, but it's not also confirming that no other thing should be worshipped apart from Allah, he has not affirmed Tawheed. He's still a Muslim. Because he can be passionately worshipping Allah and worshipping any other thing apart from Allah. So for your La ilaha illallah to be correct, you must start by saying no other thing should be worshipped except Allah. You first of all destroy, you first of all put away, you first of all cancel, remove, reject, renounce, and then you affirm, except Allah, Allah alone. That is why the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, man lam yukabbir al-mushrikeen, the one who does not consider the mushrikeen as kuffar, or shakka fi kufrihim, or if he doubts whether they are kuffar, or sahaha madhhabahum, or is affirming that what they are upon is correct, kafara. That kind of an individual has this belief. There is a movement in the world now called interfaith movement. Interfaith. What they try to do is to bring a conglomeration, a joining together of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Wahdatul Adyan. We have many names. Tawheedul Adyan al-Ibrahimiyya, al-Samawiyya, and all that. Putting all the divinely revealed religions together. How do you bring together somebody who says Isa alayhi salam is Allah, and somebody who comes and says, Qul huwallahu ahad? How do you bring them together? How? How do you reconcile? لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ إِيسَى. Anyone who says Isa alayhi salam is Allah has disbelieved. How do you bring that kind of a person together in faith? How do you bring their faith? If you bring them together in a discussion, that's something else. Of course, they meet in the marketplace. They meet in schools. They meet in workplaces. But bringing their beliefs together is like bringing two opposites together. It cannot work. I don't know whether darkness and light can remain in the house. That is what they are trying to do now. And they are spending a lot of money on it. Do you know that? It's a movement in the world now. And the plan is to deprive the Muslims of their Islam. Because it is the Muslim who is sacrificed with Islam. Allah says, وَجُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُونَ. They want you people to disbelieve, to become kuffar, mal'uneen. You know the Jews and the Christians, Allah cursed them because of their disbelief. Because they brought into the books that were revealed to them what we are not part of it. So now there is interfaith. People can start saying that now we are criticizing interfaith. That means you don't want peace in the world. We want peace in the world. But we want a peace where a Muslim will be a Muslim. A Jew will be a Jew if he chooses to be a Jew. And a Christian will be a Christian if he chooses to be a Christian. We want a peace where an African is an American is an American, a British is a British, and a Nigerian is a Nigerian. Nobody is saying there is no peace in that. When people declare their nationality, they declare their identity. Has that brought about crisis in the world? You're being an American doesn't have anything to do with being a Nigerian. As entity, as individual. So, what we are saying is that don't bring a mixed personality to the Muslim. Allow a Muslim to be a Muslim. Allow the Christian to be a Christian. And then we can now relate with ourselves. A Muslim will know when he's relating with a Christian that I'm relating with a Christian. A Christian will know when he's relating with a Muslim that, look, I'm relating with a Muslim. But don't make a Muslim look like a Christian. And don't make a Christian like a Muslim. They are two different things. You can't make a cup to be a hen. A hen is a hen and a cup is a cup. Let individuals, the Muslims, should maintain their identity as Muslims. This is what we are talking about. So, you know, these messages are taken and called against those who bring them. What we are saying is, a Muslim should know that the Jew is not a Muslim. If you want us to say it in another word, a Muslim should know the Christian is not a Muslim. The Christian is a Christian. The Jew is a Jew. What we are saying. Don't bring confusion to us. A Muslim should be a Muslim. And what we are saying is exactly here. When a Muslim thinks that a Jew is a Muslim, that he has joined a Jew. When a Muslim thinks that the Christian is a Muslim, he has joined that Christian. Do we understand? A Muslim is a Muslim. So when they say, when they tell you that during Christmas, say that I am a Muslim. This is what we are saying. And you know what? They do it when they have to relate with Muslims. It is when they want Muslims to relate with others that they want the Muslims to break the barriers of their Islam. Let me give you one small example. Small example. If you look at the billboard when they celebrate Salah, New Year, Islamic New Year, even when that is an innovation, when they celebrate it, they say the Muslims are celebrating their New Year. These 10 months are still there, go and look at it. But when they are celebrating the New Year of the Christians, they say they wish everybody happy New Year. When they sing Christmas, during Christmas, they say, we wish you a Merry Christmas, everybody move. But when the time of Eid al-Fitr, they say, we wish our Muslim brothers. The Muslim way, and you cannot answer any person who says that is Kafir too. You will just tell them, maybe you give them a seed of ignorance, Adi. That statement you are making is a statement of kufu. Don't say it again. We are doing the same. We are not doing the same thing. A Christian is a Christian. A Muslim is a Muslim. This is what we are saying. Declare yourself, know where you belong. Don't be on the fence. Having said this, we go back to the point. So I will mention other issues related to أَسَابُهُ مَنْ لَمْ يُكَفِّرِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَوْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ أَوْ صَحَّحَ مَذْهَبَهُمْ كَفَرَ مَنْ لَمْ يُكَفِّرِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَوْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ أَوْ صَحَّحَ مَذْهَبَهُمْ كَفَرَ. So what then, when we now know that we must declare ourselves as Muslims and we must understand that non-Muslim is a non-Muslim. Let me give you another example. In higher institutions, when organizations, alhamdulillah, I've never been unfortunate to be sorry, but that's how I consider it. I've never been in any group of students apart from when I was in school, I was in MS. I didn't join tribal society, neither did I join any other society students. Alhamdulillah. Yes. When they are celebrating something, they will say there will be more service for Muslims. I give you another example. But when they want to write the Christian service, they say such service. They will not say for Christians. Let them be adding it from now. Most studies for Muslims, yes, we agree. But let it be known too that short study is only meant for who? Be you who you are. And leave us to be who we are. What we are saying is live and let's live. Live. Live your life. Let's live.
Don't bring us into what you are. Be your Christian. We want to be our Muslims. And you Muslims, be yourself. Don't like to be a Christian. Be yourself. If a Christian is celebrate, don't greet them. Oh, happy Christmas, no, me, I'm Muslim. If you tell them that during Eid al-Kadir, that's what they say, me, I'm Christian. You don't know what they say? Uh-huh. But during Christmas, they'll say, no, good way, and then they'll say, everybody that knows is for Christian. Let them know that. Having said this, what are those things as we mean in the multi-religious, multi-cultural, multi-whatever community? What are those things our religion allows us to do with Muslims? We mention a few. The first of them, يَجُوزُ الطَّعَامُ الْمَعْهُمْ بِالْتِجَارَةِ فِي مَا أَبَاحَ اللَّهُ. It is allowed for Muslims to trade with Muslims. You see what they are saying now? In the manner Allah has allowed. You want to sell something, it is a Christian that is buying, sells, you buy something. It's allowed. So don't think that our saying that Muslims should know themselves as Muslims is saying that Muslims should not buy something from a Christian. No. Our Messenger, alayhi salatu salam, lives in Medina. In those markets, there are non-Muslims there. There are Jews and there are Christians. They are buying and selling from them. So it is allowed to buy from them. It is allowed to sell to them. Non-Muslims. People go around and say they want to has there been a time that the non-Muslims have not been spending their money against Islam? Allah said it in the Quran. Inna alladhina kafaru. I hope I remember this verse properly. In Tawbah. Inna alladhina kafaru. Yunfikuna amwalahum liyasuddu an sabilillah. Go. What did he say? It is fasta yunfikuna. Summa yakunu. Fasta yunfikuna. Summa yakunu alayhim. Hasrata. Summa yuglabun. Walladhina kafaru. إِلَىٰ جَحَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. Look at how it ended. He said, those who disbelieve, يُنْفِكُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسْتُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They spend their money to block the way of Allah. Allah says, Pastor, يُنْفِكُونَ. That is how they were spending it. They want to manage. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرًا. But they are going to lose if they are spending their money on Islam. They spend a lot of money against Islam. Allah says they will be spending it and they will be losing. Allah says, "Summa yuglabun," then they will lose. You will overrun them. Allah says, "Walladhina kafaru ila jahannama yusharu." All of them, I will pack them into Jahannam. That time, this verse came. There are still Jews and Christians in the markets of Medina. And Allah says they are spending their money to block the way. The Prophet didn't say don't buy their things again. Alayhi salam. So don't tell me don't buy Coca-Cola. If you like Coca-Cola, buy Coca-Cola. If you like Coca-Cola, buy Coca-Cola. Don't let those harakiyun come and start telling you boycott Coca-Cola. It has no meaning. There is no time when Muslims are not spending their money against the religion of Allah. If you have a need, you have something they want to sell, you have a need for it, buy it with your money. As long as the way of purchase is what? Halal. Secondly, ulama say, usually istifadatu min khibrati. It is allowed to benefit from their experience. The non-Muslims have an experience in something. We don't have Muslims who have that kind of experience benefit from them. Imam Abu Hanifa spoke about this thing. Non-Muslims have particular experience you want to benefit from, benefit it from them. So if they have a knowledge of how to produce something we need, as Muslims,
benefit is not.
I learned that most of these jalabiya we wear that we buy from Saudi Arabia, they are produced in China. We sew them from China. Yeah. They will be working, will be spending the money and collecting it. They are sweat. Don't forget, one of the companions had a slave man who was a Majusi, who was living in Medina, the man who finally killed Umar radiallahu anhu. Muljam. So, it is not wrong. These non-Muslims have particular experience in something, we need that experience, we learn the experience from non-Muslims. Also, ulama say that it is allowed for the Muslims to go into agreement with the non-Muslims. Agreement. Look, nobody will harm the next person. Look, we are in a multi-religious community. Tell the people they should not harm our people. Tell our people they should not harm their people. Allah. The Prophet did that, Allah said. When he came into Medina, he had agreements with them. Although they broke all the agreements. The Yahud, the Jews, they broke all the agreements. وَلَا تَذَارُ تَطَّلِهُ عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا خَلِيلًا مِّنْ But Allah said, you will hardly find a Jew that is not a deceiver. إِلَّا خَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ Except a few amongst them. Allah said, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَفَّحُ Overlook it. Just be overlooking. They will be breaking their agreements. But just be overlooking. So it is allowed to have agreements. Even Mushriku, as Sulaybiyya and Messenger alayhi salatu salam had agreement with Mushriku about peace. So what we are saying is that let the boundaries be declared. Let know who is the Muslim. I don't think we live in peace with you. But we want to know ourselves. Also, the ulama say, يَجُوزُ مُتَافَأَتُهُمْ أَوْ يَجُوزُ مُتَافَأَتُهُمْ إِذَا أَحْسَنُوا إِلَيْنَا Al-Mukafa'at, Jada. That is, they do nicely to you, do nicely to them. You are a Christian, you want to treat you well, treat him well. You are a Christian, you want to do well to you, do well to you. In your workplace, you are a Christian, you do well to you, do well to you. Allah says, لَا يَنْحَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Allah does not prohibit you عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ Allah does not prohibit you regarding those who do not fight you because of your religion. وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ He does not throw you out of your religion. يعني لا ينهاكم الله عن تبروه Allah does not prohibit you from being nice to them. وتقسطوا إليه When there is a matter requiring adjudication between you and them, show justice. Don't say, oh, this one is my Muslim brother, and then you support him. No. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Allah likes those who are bad. Look at our own religion. He says, when you are fair, when you are nice to us, you should not harm you. Islam says the Quran. But at the same time, we must realize that it is a Christian we are dealing with. And that we and him are not the same. This is what we are saying. So the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, As-salim. Man lam yukaffiri al-mushrikeen. أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم الناقض الثالث. The person that destroys, that nullifies the individual of a person. من لم يكفر المشركين. The one who does not rule polytheist to be polytheist is mentioned different classes of polytheist. أو شك في كفرهم. Or is in doubt. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. He's doubting what Allah affirms. The Muslims think that they are so educated. No, you can let me have my intellectual freedom. No, it's not freedom. Yeah. People say, no, these people to have their own intellectual freedom. At least they are Jews now. They are considered properly. They are done. They start trying to rationalize irrationality. When you do that, you are joking with shit. You are joking with cooking. That at least those Jews, those Christians, those or communists. Tell me, communists. I don't want all these things you are talking about Islam. I don't want to have anything to be start speaking English. You are joking with Kofu. It is something you must affirm that what they are upon is haram. It's not correct. You must not share it. So there is no position to say, I'm not declaring non-Muslims as non-Muslims, or I'm in doubt, or I'm declaring them that they are Muslims. There's nothing like that. You must declare non-Muslims as what? Non-Muslims. For you to remain as a Muslim. For you to remain as a Muslim, you need to declare that non-Muslims are non-Muslims. This is what the Shaykh said, rahmahullah. Man lam yukathirin mashyakin. أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. It's the third thing that nullifies the Islam of a Muslim. The fourth thing that nullifies the Islam of a Muslim that the scholar mentioned is that الشرك في عبادة الله تعالى وحده لا شريك له. And he gave us the idea. The second one says من جعل بينه وبين الله وصائف يدعوهم ويسألهم الشفاعة ويتوكل عليهم كفر إجماعا. الثالث من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. We are going to talk here today, inshallah. Put the message clear. We must know that for us to remain as Muslims, we must declare that non-Muslims are non-Muslims. That is why he says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. يَكْفُرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. You must believe in all those things people worship apart from Allah. Not only that, وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. This is iman, this is tawhid. You must reject and then do what? Affirm. You must make and love you, and then make what is done before you can do it. Someone says, well, I worship Allah, Allah is one, I pray 5 times a day. But he has not declared that those other things do not deserve worship. If Islam is tawhid, it's not sound, it's not accepted at all. So he says, Saman yakfur bittagut wa yu'min. You must make kufur bittagut. When iman in Allah. That is when iman in Allah will be accepted. But when a person does not make a kufur bi tawud, la yu'min billah. La yu'min billah. Is iman billah or lam yu'min billah? He has not still accepted iman. He has not accepted iman. You only have accepted iman when you make a kufur bi tawud. والإيمان بالله. So we end with that verse. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Whoever does that has held something firm. He's held on to firm guidance. لَمْ تُصَابَ اللَّهِ. It will not cut off from him. It will not cut off. But one who is شَكْ أو يُصَحِحُ مَذْهَبَ الْكُفَّارِ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ. He has not believed. We ask Allah to make our iman sound iman. We ask Allah to make us haters of kufr and shirk. We ask Allah to make us haters of kufr and shirk. We ask Allah to make us detest kufr and shirk and nifaq. He should make iman in our heart, in the hearts of our children, in the hearts of our family, our neighbors, our near ones. He should make us lovers of his deen. And never got it to me yet. أقول ما أقول هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. If there are a few questions, we'll attempt, inshallah, we will. for the time that we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And Muhammad, Victor, 8, go, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16. Last week, there were two questions from the side of the women that the time did not permit us to discuss. I hope I brought them. Otherwise, the first brother should ask his question. The women should send their questions. Now, alayhi salam. How do we classify who? Okay, desert sect, like the Shia, the Khawarij, the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, and so on. Some of them are kuffar. Because what they believe is the same thing these mushrikun believe. Like the one I mentioned last, the Jahmiya. They believe Allah doesn't have attributes. Jaham ibn Safwan of Samarkand, after he discussed with philosophers in India, he did not perform Salah for 40 days. Because he was confused, they asked him, "Your Lord," and he was saying, he said, "No." Can we hear him talk? He said, "No." Can we smell your Lord? He said, "No, so it does not exist." Because philosophers believe whatever you cannot observe with your sense does not exist. So he was confused. And that's the danger. You can say, you go and debate with some people, they tell you one thing, it begins to confuse your ignorance. When you have thought that you are a learned person. So he became confused for 40 days. He was not performing Salah. On the 44th day, he came up and said, "No, there is Allah. But the matter is just that Allah does not have any attributes. That's why you can't see him. That's why you can't hear him. And that's why you can't perceive him in terms of others." So he denied Allah of all attributes. Allah doesn't have attributes. But there is Allah. The implication is that there is Allah is nothing. Allah is nothingness. It's a shirk. It amounts to atheism. It's a shirk. It amounts to atheism. And that's why people like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and others believe that these people are kuffar, ijma'at, the Jahmiya. The point I'm trying to raise about that, there are others too. The point I'm trying to raise about that is that it depends on the belief of the individuals in that sect. For example, the Gulani. If anyone is a Gulani, it doesn't necessarily mean that every Gulani is a kafir. I'm talking about those who refer to as Ahmadiyya. There is nothing Mahmud in them. There is nothing praiseworthy there. That's why I'm not referring to them as Ahmad. Somebody who does not have Ahmad, nothing to praise in him. How do you give him figures to subdue of Ahmad? I'm just saying that you cannot say all Ahmadiyya kafir. Every Ahmadiyya kafir. La, don't say that. Ulama say, "La yajuzu at-takfir bil jumla." You say all people here are kafir. Don't say that. As long as they say they are Muslim. Don't categorize every Muslim kafir, whether they have deviance in the Aqidah or not. The individual that is in that sect, his belief will be assessed and know whether he is a kafir or not. Do you understand? So, but we can say the Jahmiya, that is, those who have that Aqidah of Jahmiya, like Ahmadiyya, those who have Aqidah that Ghulam Ahmad came with another Quran apart from Quran are kafir. You know, now we are not talking about specific individuals. We are laying principles and rules. And those are the same principles and rules that we are going to employ vis-a-vis the individuals if we want to now determine as individuals who are they.
You understand what I'm saying?
Likewise, don't say every share is a kafir. Because they don't all believe the same thing. Yes, well, you can say whoever believes that the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were kuffar after the Prophet is kafir. You can say that. And that is one of the beliefs of the Rawafi. The worst amongst the Shia. I hope it is clear. So, the deviant sect, where it is the individual, the specific person, and what we believe that will determine the kind of ruling you are going to give in terms of the appeal. That being said, don't go and start trying to assess people and say that they are kuffar. You are kafir. Tell me what you believe. I believe that you are kafir. Don't do that. Like we said at the beginning, why reading this book? This book is meant to help each and every individual assess his own iman and tawheed. Yasta alayhim bin Musaytim. Allah has not raised you to be watching over people and watching whether they are eating with their hands or they are eating with spoons for you to know whether they are kuffar. Don't do that. Allahu Allah. Number two. Alaykum salam. Now raise your voice so that I can hear you. That I do what? Marry Christian. A Muslim marrying Christian. We will address it in two ways. We will address it legally and we will address it morally. The legal addressing in it is that it is allowed. It's allowed to marry a Christian. It's allowed to marry a church Christian. Some Muslims have some girlfriends that are making dinner. When it comes out to the question, they say, after all, no, don't bring Islam that time. You started with your desire. Because what he says is, wal muhsanat min al-ladina utul kitaba min muhsanat. Those who guide their chastity, not the dirty ones people carry about. So they are allowed. It's legally speaking. But morally speaking, is that most times when you do it, you regret. And I don't think there's anything you want to see in a Christian girl now that you will not see billions of people in a better Muslim girl. I tell you, there's a recent research on the net was carried out by a girl, a Christian girl. It was found out that the people with the best moral character in the world now, in terms of young girls in marriageable ages, are Muslim girls. Muslim girls are the most preserved. Of all groups of girls in the world now, the most preserved, most noble, morally upright, calm, sound in their talk. Amongst girls today in the world are Muslims. Attested the Lord and let me who have in our love you, okay. You know you go all these back, you can go and start running after one EKG or nothing. So those are the two ways of addressing the matter, inshallah. Number three. Alaykum salam. Naam. The question is how does Kia amount to shirk? We discussed this matter at length in our first issue. I would like you to go back to it. For summary, there are different types of Kia. There is fear of worship, connected to reverence and respect. And there is natural fear, as a man will be afraid of a lion. If a lion comes in here, and I don't think that you see me sit down here, la samaha Allah. Do you understand? That is also a type of fear. It was also the type of fear that Nabi Musa ran away from, when he was running away from Fir'aun. So those kind of fear is tabi'iyya. It has to do with our nature, our instincts as human beings. But the fear of offending somebody because you hold that person in high esteem, high respect, highly respected with you,
And you think that by your fear of him, you are drawing nearer to what he wants. And you are running away from what the person does not want. This is the kind of fear we should have for Allah. But unfortunately, this is the kind of fear that Shaitan introduces. He wants us to fear his agent. He says, إِنَّ مَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ يُخَوِّفُكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. He makes you fear his agent. Somebody feels one CBD, they stab in the stomach, and the person is feeling so much pain. What will he think? In fact, because he started to be in the stomach and he saw it, that's why he's feeling so much pain. Well, lie is a lie. It's a plot to deceive you and make you fear. They are the ones who put the CBD there. They are the ones who brought one gene to be disturbing your stomach. So that coincidence will make you think that it is the CBD. CBD is nonsense. It is the one who stabbed it like a gene perhaps. And said to say, oh God, this is causing the stomach of this person. We start out and we see very well. Wake up in the night, make you have a leg, 3 hours, or 5 hours, or 7, or 9, or 11. Then Allah will remove, do it over the time. Allah will remove it from you. And then you are afraid. So sometimes when people see these things, they start running to Babalawo. You see now? Because they are afraid, they now want to please them. So that they look for a way of getting out of the hands of the so-called students. You must be decided. You must not fear them. Allah says, Allah says, Allah says, Allah says, don't fear them, fear me, if you are truly believers. 5. 4. Allah says, Allah. Concerning what? Greetings. Huh? No. The first question is, can we have a situation where two a Muslim and a non-Muslim slaves, they are in a business, and then during the time of Eid al-Kabir, depends on Eid Griffin, and then the Muslims too at the time of course, one good song they say, deserve another. He spends Christmas gifting. Don't do that. Atahani asumina al-ibadah. Yes. Congratulating ourselves is part of worship. And Imam Sinuqi, he has a book on this. Fikhut ta'niha. Tahani'a. The thing of how do we greet ourselves to congratulate ourselves at particular occasions. Or on particular occasions. So, Tahani'ah, congratulating a person is an act of worship. If they don't have a guidance in Christianity, because they don't have, does the Bible say they should not congratulate you? I wouldn't know, but I doubt if they have any ruling regarding that. But our own Islam prohibits you congratulating them. Take Islam in Mutaniya, has a whole book discussing things like this. A lot, he mentioned these issues of congratulating non-Muslims during their festival. The least ruling on it is that it is haram. Don't congratulate a non-Muslim. Say happy Christmas. Don't do it. If they greet you happy Salah, you don't do it. When they ask you, say inside our religion, it is prohibited for us to do that. I tell you the next thing is you want to know more about your religion. Why? So because we believe that you are worshipping idols. You ask, how are we worshipping idols? You are worshipping Jesus. Are you not worshipping Jesus? Do we understand? You don't need to start quoting Bible. Just know your Quran very well. Are you not worshipping Jesus? It is difficult for any Christian today to say, no, we are not worshipping Jesus. Do you know that? Even the Unitarian so-called, the Catholics, the Baptists, and all the Anglicans, they are finding it difficult now to say that they are not worshipping Jesus. Because the modern day churches have been announcing these things and have been saying it to the extent that every Christian thinks that it is correct, even inside Christianity, to say they are worshipping Jesus, Trinity. Because they have been repeating it and saying it. So don't do it. When you celebrate and congratulate a non-Muslim, when they are celebrating their Christmas, it's tantamount to supporting what they are doing. Don't do it. Don't do it boldly. Don't do it boldly. When they ask you, why are you not doing it? Tell us that our own Islam prohibits us from doing that. Okay? Likewise, the example of the billboard I gave, I think that billboard was raised by government. And the government is for all. So if the government is sectionalizing it for Muslims alone during our own celebration, but they will generalize it during the Christian celebrations, it means they are thinking that even the Muslims are celebrating with the Christians. But that is the impression that many Muslims are giving Christians. Give them the impression that lakum dinukum waliyadin. My brothers, it is the non-Muslims that should be shy of being non-Muslims. But they have so much boxed the Muslims in their mentality to the corner that it is the Muslims who are being shy about Islam. Allah says, مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْكِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الصَّالِحِينَ. When you call كُنْتَذَا نَعْدَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ تَخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. Allah said, when you call the Adhan, they are laughing at you. They are making jest of you. Everything is in Islam, they are laughing. Allah said, is he the one that I caught? Those whom I caught, some of their elders, I turned them to pigs and dogs, pigs and monkeys. Are they the ones who should be shy? Or you? You don't have to be shy. You don't have to be shy of your religion. You are the one, Allah, Siratul Mustaqim, upon noor. Don't be shy. Let them know who you are. This is what remains, not just our workmates, our families. Let's wake up the families, the Muslims. Wake up. You are Muslims. You are not non-Muslims. You are not Christians. And you are not upon the same thing. You are Muslims. The followers of Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam, it is very, very sound this thing in the ear of every individual. We are Muslims. That's all. You are not even know I'm a Muslim. If you are distributing a gift in your office, they say it is Christmas gift. If you are rejecting it, we make them realize that, look, I'm a Muslim and we are not celebrating with you. Reject it. Milk, six things of milk and one bovita is the reason why you cannot tell a Christian that look me at those ones because I'm a Muslim. Allahumma shawala yidatiyahu. Tell them we don't want, we are not celebrating. And when we are celebrating, make them understand that we are celebrating. Declare yourself is what we are talking about. Don't be on the fence. You are the best person. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَوْ آمَنَ Look at Allah. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. It says, listen, Allah. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من النار وضاعوا بغضب من الله Look at Surah Al-Fatiha, you read every day. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah, don't make me be like مغضوب عليهم Jews ولا الضالين Christians. Every day you are reciting it. You don't know that is the meaning of what you are saying. One imam will come back and say, yes, you cannot be laughed. This mentality must change. Number 6, 5. You say what? Alayhi salatu wasalam. Thank you. things that are good. Before the Prophet came alayhi salatu salam, there were two groups of people. Non-Muslims in terms of being Christians and Jews, and the Wataniyun, idol worshippers. Those idol worshippers destroyed and perverted the message that was sent to Nabi Ibrahim, and that was passed down. And the Jews and the Christians perverted the message of Musa and Isa. The Mushrikun of Makkah had destroyed the religion brought by Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is Islam. The Jews had destroyed the religion brought by Musa alayhi salam, which was Islam. The Christians had destroyed the message that was brought by Isa alayhi salam, which was also what? So when the Prophet came alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to bring back and reverse the message of Ibrahim, Musa and Isa alayhi salam, such that whoever did not believe in him is now the mushrik, the kafir, who will be punished in the hell. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, I have written this hadith. والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار. فبشر عليه الصلاة والسلام الشابة يوان whose hands Muhammad's soul is. لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة. The whole entirety of mankind that I have been sent to invite, there is not anyone who will hear about me amongst them, يهوديٌ ولا نصرانيٌ, whether it is a Yahud, a Jew or a Christian. ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به. And such a person will die without believing in this Quran that I have been sent to, illa min aqadun nar, except that person will enter the fire. So every person on the earth, when the Prophet came alayhi salatu wasalam, Jew or Christian, must believe in the message of the Prophet Muhammad. Because that is the correct message of Ibrahim, the correct message of Musa, and the correct message of Isa. All other things they are calling any other name is a perversion. Allah says, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَضِيهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُونَ. They changed, they twisted the messages that we have brought to them. وَنَسُوا حَظًّا, they forgot. Remember what we mentioned about today. نَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُونَ. They lost a great part of what the reminder that came to them. Nasuha, they forgot them. And the Jews, he says, وَلَا كَذَلُكَ صَلُوا عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُ. The Christians, he says, فَاغْوَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْدَاءَ. So, the punishment for the Jews is that they are all thieves at all times for changing the message. And the punishment for the Christians is that they hate themselves. As you see them together, they hate themselves. So if I understand your question well, and I think I do, inshallah, the answer is that from the time the Prophet came alayhi salatu salam, every human being must believe in him to enter al-Jannah, to enter the paradise, to have Allah's mercy in this world and hereafter. anyone who does not believe in Prophet Muhammad, from after that time will end up in the fire forever if he dies upon that. And that was why the Jews and the Christians who accepted Islam during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Lahum ajran." They have two rewards. They have two rewards. What they were upon and what the lesson came upon. They have two rewards. But those who continued upon that misguidance, they will end up in hell forever if they died upon that. Can we give sadaqah to non-Muslims? Can we give zakah or sadaqah to non-Muslims? Zakah. The group of non-Muslims we can give are those whose minds are already inclined to Islam. We know that when we give them, it will encourage them to come into Islam. The Prophet did that a lot. The Prophet did that a lot. There's a hadith of Abu Sufyan. The Prophet gave him camels. He said, "You want my prayer?" I said, "Give him more." He said, "You want my prayer?" I said, "Give him more." It's like asking, giving somebody a Mercedes-Benz Jeep now. Automatic. He said, "No, thank you." He said, "You want my prayer?" I said, "Give him another key." And he saw the cars lined up. He said, "Now we are praying together today. You know what he will do?" He said, "Yes, we are praying together, definitely." So the Quran considers these people as al-mu'allafatu qulub, those whose soul are already inclined to Islam amongst the non-Muslims. There are many people. Anas ibn Malik reported the hadith in Sahih Muslim. He said there are many people that came to Islam like this, but that after they became Muslims, Islam became more interesting, daring to them, that all those things they collected, they left it for Islam. Should we use any hot sort of heat for cure? If it is proven, if it is proven that there is a part of the body, it has a particular illness, if you bring some heat to it, it will cure that illness without conjurations of shirk or things people don't understand, it is allowed. Just like you have radiation in medical science to cure some kinds of cancer or other aspects of skin diseases. So if once it can be proven, but if they say somebody has too much ache and they say put his leg in the fire, you'll be asking what's the connection between too much ache and the leg inside the fire. You know there is something. So we must be able to connect, if the cure is physical, we must be able to connect it with the primary source of illness or the pain part of the body. But if the cure is things that have to do with ruqya, recitation, then it must be Quran or something from hadith or something that can be understood and that does not involve